Here's what we're going to do. We're going to cover a couple topics here. And first thing is we're going to talk about what we're actually talking about, what these actually are, what are inventor payments. Then we're going to talk about non-resident aliens, because you're going to want to know, do you need to withhold on these payments? Do you need to report on them? Installment sale treatment, this is kind of a new look that we're going to be doing at whether the installment sale rules might apply to this type of transaction, and we'll explain why. We're going to talk about how you'll want to report these transactions, both to U.S. persons and to non-resident aliens. And then we'll talk about transfers by inventors, because as you know, in the university context, if a faculty member has a right to income, they don't necessarily always want the income. They often want the income to go someplace else. Usually it's their research account. So we'll talk about that too. Okay, so let's start with what is a faculty inventor payment? You're going to find a lot of different terms for this. You'll hear these things referred to as royalty sharing agreements, royalty distribution agreements, licensing sharing agreements. Any others that I'm missing?
I just have royalty sharing agreement in my head because okay. That's the one we hear most often.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to stick with, and you may hear us abbreviate them as RSAs. So different terms, different universities. There are generally two components to this. The first is that the inventor, which could be faculty member, staff member, or student, will assign to the university all of their rights in future inventions. They usually do this for several types of intellectual property. This generally applies to patent and copyright. For purposes of today, we're just going to be talking about patent. If you want to learn more about when you layer on copyright and trademark also, Ed Jennings has a great article on it, 2004. It's the first footnote in our article, so you can find that too. Today, we're just talking about patents. So, first step, inventor assigns all of their rights to the university. Second step, university promises to pay the inventor a share of the university's revenue from going off and licensing this.